Would you know what to do if a tornado warning was issued for your area, or if you saw a tornado just a mile away from your home? If the answer is no or maybe, pay close attention. As part of Severe Weather Awareness Week, Michigan will hold a statewide tornado drill tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Here to talk about tornadoes is Paul Gross, meteorologist with WDIV Local 4 in Detroit. He also spent some time forecasting at Channel 6 here in Lansing. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you, Reginald?
Fantastic. People don't think of Michigan as Tornado Alley, but tornadoes happen here.
Well, they do happen here, and that's the thing that people just don't realize. Now, we don't get as many as they do down in Texas, but we still get ours, and some of the nation's most notorious tornadoes have actually happened here in the state, so we always have to be on guard, even though we don't get the sheer numbers that they get down in Tornado Alley, as we call it.
So what is the difference between a tornado watch and a tornado warning?
Well, it's pretty simple, but a lot of people ask me that question, and a watch simply means watch out. It means that we're seeing ingredients in the atmosphere that may come together and create severe thunderstorms and possibly those special storms that create tornadoes. So usually a watch is issued an hour or two or three or four in advance of when we expect the weather. So it's really your time to plan, prepare, and just be ready. Now, a warning means that it's happening right now. So that means that either somebody has seen a tornado or our Doppler radar is actually seeing rotation in a storm and has identified a storm that could produce a tornado. So either of those are very dangerous, and if a warning is issued, you need to take action immediately.
When you hear a warning is issued for your area, what should you do if you're in a building and if you're in a car?
Well, it is very simple if you're in a building. You want to get to the lowest floor possible, first of all. So if there's a basement, you want to get in the basement. That's a very safe place, and you always want to stay away from windows. Now, let's say the building does not have a basement. You want to go to the bottom floor, the lowest floor you can, and go to a small room in the center of that lowest floor. So something like a bathroom or a pantry or a closet. But again, in the center, not on an exterior wall with a window, but if you can get to a small room in the center of that bottom floor. The reason we tell people that is because most people that are hurt and killed by tornadoes are not picked up by the tornado and thrown somewhere. Most people that are hurt and killed are hit by flying debris. So we want to just put more walls between you and the tornado, as many as possible. So that's why we tell you lowest floor, center of the building. Now, if you're in a car, it's a much more different type of scenario because you're not in a place of safety in a car. So the bottom line is if you hear the sirens or maybe you hear about a warning on the radio, you want to just take your car and get yourself to the closest place of safety that you can as quickly as possible. You do not want to be caught in your car if there's a tornado.
What are you helping people do tomorrow at 1 o'clock during the statewide tornado drill?
Well, we have this tornado drill so people can start thinking about what their tornado safety plan is. And you want to know what you're going to do at home. You want to know what you're going to do at work. And sirens will be sounding in many communities across the state at 1 o'clock when that drill occurs. So make sure that the whole family knows. And also make sure that, like, friends and relatives know. Everybody should know what to do and where their safe place is should a tornado threaten, because there are safe places that most of the time are going to offer you very good protection.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, Paul Gross, meteorologist with WDIV Local 4 in Detroit.